Slowly and without any fanfare, airlines are removing a perk to which many flyers have become accustomed. The era of entertainment screens on commercial flights is coming to an end. With today's RM World Travel Minute, I'm Rudy Maxa. Passengers have become accustomed to watching movies and television shows or playing solitaire on in-flight entertainment systems. But many airlines, noticing that most people carry a smartphone or iPad or laptop with them, have decided that letting passengers access entertainment on those devices will save them a lot of money. Oh, they'll still provide a menu of entertainment options, but you'll have to have the airline's app downloaded to access that menu. Why the new rules? Well, those seatback screens and all the electronics it takes to wire them up weigh a lot. And weight is the enemy of profitability for airlines whose biggest expense is fuel. The heavier the plane, the more fuel it takes to move it through the sky. And this is an industry famous for worrying about weight. Long ago, the then chief of American Airlines, Robert Crandall, ordered the removal of a single olive atop salads in first-class meals to save weight. To access the new entertainment systems, you should download the airline's app before boarding. It's a new tomorrow. Travel info at rmworldtravel.com.